All right, there we go. All right, we're recording. We only have 35 hours and 45 minutes, though, so let's try and
keep it brief.
All right. I'm going to get close to you here.
Uh-oh.
Tell everyone who we're with and why we're talking to you.
My name is Steve Steele, and you're talking to me because I'm one kick-ass porn director.
A kick-ass porn director?
Yeah.
Who directs kick-ass porn?
Yes, but not for kick-ass.
No, for?
SteveSteelePresents.com and SexedUpSuperHeroines.com.
Well, let's talk about the latter first.
Okay.
Because it's kind of a new thing you've been doing recently.
It is. It's my newer site. Each month, I try to keep to that schedule. I release another episode. The continuing adventures of the Jism Girls. And Jism Girls is a J-I-S-M Girls, which stands for the Jamboree of Invincible Super Mutant Girls.
Very creative.
Thank you.
And how far along in the story arc are we?
We have the first three episodes available, with the fourth episode hopefully being shot later this month.
I just recently reviewed part three.
Yes.
A very, very hot, sexy scene.
Yes, with Francesca Valentina playing Arachnia, who is a superheroine with spider-esque powers.
Now, that one consists of a really great sex scene, but also a really cool fight scene between Arachnia and Spider-Boy.
Well, we call him the man-fly, actually, because spiders,
That's
you
right.
know, spiders versus flies, you know, they're natural enemies in nature, and so we thought it would be appropriate. Yeah, there's a really good fight scene in there, followed by a really good sex scene. It's great. It's a great, I'm very proud of that installment, I have to say.
Now, you're not in part three, is that correct?
No, I'm not. I'm the voice of the supervillain, but I disguise my voice, and no, that's not me.
No.
That's
not you've been in previous episodes.
90-inch long. No, that's not me, unfortunately. I was in episode one vocally playing Dr. Steel, who Dr. Steel is sort of like what Magneto is to the... what are they called?
The X-Men?
Yeah, but what are the evil X-Men called? The Brotherhood of Evil Mutants? Is that what they're called? The Brotherhood. They're called the Brotherhood, something like that. What Magneto is to the Brotherhood, Dr. Steel is to the villains who fight the Jism Girls. The Jism Girls are like the X-Men, except there's no men. It's only girls.
And they're not technically X-Men, right? They're born female?
Yes.
Right.
The Jism Girls.
Are
and they're not technically girls either. They're all
women.
Over 18. Yes, they're Jism women. But yes, they're all born women, and they remain women throughout their lives.
Well, you never know, right? Future choices, they can become ex-women.
Ex-EX. There you go.
Hey, that's a funnier joke in a text interview.
Yes,
than,
I think.
Than an audio one.
I know. All right.
EX. Look it up. X. Never mind.
Right.
Point
okay.
being. So who have you had starring in the previous episodes before Francesca?
Episode one was a girl-girl scene with Sammy Rhodes and Sin Sage. Sammy, obviously everyone knows who that is. Sin is a lesser known, but great girl-girl performer. And that's a real hot scene. Great set in that one. I kind of, you know, wanted to have really nice sets and costumes and lighting, and I wanted to shoot them like comic books, you know. So I've got a lot of Dutch angles and vivid colors. I know I shouldn't have said vivid. Striking colors and plot, you know, continuing plot lines and special effects and fighting, and really wanted to make an adult comic book come to life.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you also do hypno movies. We've seen you in as Dr. Mesmer.
Yes. That my other website, which is called SteveSteelePresents.com, which that's Steele with three E's. I'll assume you know how to spell Steve and Presents, so I won't waste valuable time spelling that. SteveSteelePresents.com. Okay. That is a hypno fetish site where we pretend that we tell stories, again, comedic stories with sex, where we pretend that the girls are hypnotized into having sex.
And it is just pretend. No one is actually hypnotized.
No, I wish I had that power. I
don't,
get laid a lot
don't
more.
Don't we all? Don't we all?
Get laid a lot more in my personal life.
Now, that must be a lot of fun for you, though, right? You get to pretend to have complete control over some names that we recognize now.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that site's been up for about a year, and kind of feel like I'm the star search of porn because I shot a lot of girls before they were big names who now are big names. I actually did a scene with both Tiffany Taylor and Lacey Hart, the Vivid Girl and former Vivid Girl now, in the same scene together with me. Yes, that was fun. And I shot Ava Rose, who's a contract girl at Adam and Eve, I think, early in her career. And cult legend Maya Hills, who is actually back.
You were one of the first to shoot Maya.
I was one of the first to shoot Maya. I think I was like the fourth person.
You sent me a picture of her very early on, and then she was on every box cover for about a week
Gone. I know.
Very hot girl.
And another girl I shot recently is Alexis Love, who, do you even know who Alexis Love
is?
She is blowing up all over the place. Beautiful 18-year-old girl. And then, you know, I went back and I shot an actual porn star in my last installment, Daisy Marie.
A super porn star.
Yeah, super porn star. Great performer. Great actress. Great sexual actress. I love that girl. She's wonderful.
You worked with her yourself?
Yes, I did. Yeah, on the Hypno site, I'm in most of the scenes because helicopter. Hold for helicopter.
They're
this
coming,
is live.
They're coming to get here. This is proof that we're doing this live. We're actually doing this live from South Central.
That's very true. I'm not down here looking for talent. No, just kidding.
Well, Sorority Row at USC is about a block away, so you can find lots of talent not very far from here.
All right, what was the question again?
You were talking about Daisy.
Oh, me, yeah. I perform in the Hypno ones because they take a lot of mainstream style acting to hypnotize the girl. What is called an induction is, you know, you are getting sleepy. When you wake up, you will suck my dick. That's called an induction, and that's very verbal. And a lot of porn actors can't handle that, so I do that.
So you're an exceptionally talented porn actor.
Exceptionally talented actor doing porn. I don't know if I'm an exceptionally talented porn actor, but
I see.
I give it my all. Anyway, it's not me. Like an egomaniac in here. So.
That's okay. You're the evil Dr. Steele. You are...
That's true.
A megalomaniac.
So in the Hypno ones, I play two characters continually. One is Dr. Mesmer, who is like this crazy hypnotist who made an instructional video, How to Pick Up Girls Through Hypnosis. That is the storyline of Hypnofucked 1. And then he goes on to get a chair at a local university, and Hypnofucked 2, Dr. Mesmer goes to college. And then he actually appears in a download, which I just gave you to review.
Great.
Later on. And yes, I hope to do another Dr. Mesmer feature soon.
All right. Now, you have future plans for the Jism Girls.
Any
idea for casting on some ultimate superheroine type babes?
Well, you know, I'm trying to go along the lines of what you see in a comic book. Like I said earlier, I'm trying to make these look like adult comic books come to life. So I do like to go with sort of the shapely, buxom types of girls. You like your Sammy Rhodes and Francesca Valentina. So I'm thinking in the future, I mean, I'd love to shoot Tiffany Taylor in this. She'd be perfect if she ever gets out of her contract over at Vivid. I know we're discussing Gianna earlier today, who I'm actually shooting for my Hypno site, so that's kind of bad timing. And I'm hoping to book Annette Schwartz for the next episode, but she's in and out of the country and very hard to book, but that's my next goal.
All right. Yeah. So lucky you get to hypnotize and have sex with Gianna.
Yes, I do. Yes. Yeah.
Would you care to gloat and laugh at all the guys listening to this right now?
Don't get me wrong, the job is fun, but it's also a lot of work. And one of the things about Hypno Fetish is the fans of Hypno Fetish like the girl to be completely controlled, which means a lot of the times the girl remains entranced and unresponsive during sex. So that can be a little bit of a wet rag.
So it'd be a lot like working for certain feature companies.
That's
probably.
True, yeah, right.
Without the fun setup.
Exactly.
All right, but, you know, again, everyone listening now on their iPods and in their cars are slamming their fists into the dashboard as you say how tough it is.
Yeah, I have to
fuck Gianna.
It is, it's tough.
And Lacey Hart and Tiffany Taylor.
It's a tough job, but someone's got to do it.
Anyone else you'd like to cast? I mean, have you seen anybody that you think could handle?
I really liked, for the Steve Steele side, I really like to find new girls. So that's a hard question to answer because who's the next big thing, you know? Like I said, I veered from my normal practice and cast Daisy Marie, who's a big star. I'd like to shoot some European girls. There aren't a lot of them here right now because of, you know, the whole idea issue, but I know that like Jen Dark is in town and available, and I'd really like to cast to book her. I'd love to, like, make a road trip, you know? Like, make
Dr. Mesmer trip to goes
to
Europe?
Czechoslovakia or something, yeah, you know.
Well, most of those girls have sex like they're hypnotized anyway,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's very true.
Dr. Mesmer goes on spring break in, you know,
exactly.
Prague or Budapest.
There you go.
See, that's a great
a
one.
Idea.
Yeah,
like
it's a tax write-off, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
The whole trip?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that.
Anything else? You are actually also a male performer outside of your own stuff, is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, not so much anymore, but back in the day, I was a male performer. Now I'm, you know, somewhat relegated, is that the right word, to, you know, blow bangs and jerk to pops with an occasional boy girl here and there. But that's what happened, you know, that's where, I'm in the porn star graveyard, you know, much like the elephant graveyard. We all go to die at blow bangs and jerk to pops, you know.
So essentially...
Me and Dick Nasty.
So you're part of the mope squad then?
Ooh, yeah.
Are you a mope?
I have done mope shoots. You know, I work for Chico Wang a lot on his mope shoots because he's really cool and fun to work with and efficient on set. And I've done some really horrendous mope work that, you know, you're there all effing day doing nothing.
Hanging out with the other mopes?
Yeah, it's
What do
horrific.
Mopes do when you're hanging out waiting for the director to get the girl ready?
Most of them... talk about, like, their porn careers, which don't exist. Most of these mopes are, like, extremely fucking delusional and think that they've, like, you know...
They're Lexington Steel.
Yeah,
or...
exactly. They think they're, like Evan Stone or something because they get to jerk off on some girl's mouth. So it's pretty depressing. I try and stay away from those.
It's better than selling insurance, though, right?
But, yeah, I guess. But, you know, some of them are...
I have to be realistic about what they are.
But some of them are, you know, good guys who work regularly, who just do it for the extra money or because they're dirty perverts.
And because they can do it.
Yeah,
not everybody
exactly.
can do it.
Because they're dirty perverts and they don't have a boy girl that day. And some of them are older talent like myself who are really cool, you know. Like a Dick Nasty always has a great story because he's been in the industry for so long. So, you know.
Any advice to aspiring mopes?
Don't do it. Just, you know, go get a hooker for $100 and jerk off.
How do you think hanging out on one of those sets is different from, let's say, a feature where you're hanging out with, like, Nick Manning or somebody like that?
You know, Nick Manning's cool. He probably doesn't know who I am, but I've met him, and he's cool. But a lot of guys on those feature sets are really full of themselves and really extremely fucking arrogant and impossible to even be around. But ironically, there's mopes who are extremely arrogant and fucking impossible to be around, so... I don't know. There's no difference. I don't know.
Which would be more annoying? A full of himself feature actor or a full of himself mope?
I think a full of himself feature actor because, you know, just have some class. You know, you've made it in the business and, you know, you've had some success and just be cool about it. And there are a lot of people who are like that. There are a lot of very cool, you know, feature actors. And then there's just a lot of a-holes. You know?
Well, it's a business that, you know,
tracks.
Dicks and a-holes.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. Anything else you want to talk about? We've got the two sites. Plug them in. SteveSteelPresents.com.
Right.
Three E's, not together.
Right. SteveSteelePresents.com.
Very nice.
Sexed Up Superheroines. SexedUpSuperheroines.com.
The E is very important. If you don't type it, you get a totally different kind of porn.
Exactly.
Anorexic heroin girls.
Yeah.
Again, better done as a text joke.
That's not a bad idea.
Except superheroines.com.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea.
There we go. Someone right now is racing to...
Oh, you know what? I got to backtrack, and you asked me who I would really want to shoot
yes.
for my superheroine site, and Joanna Angel. I would love
Joanna Angel.
Who's actually,
awesome and funny and
she
cool.
She's
and...
awesome. I actually did a mope thing for her called Come On My Tattoo, which was really, actually, I thought of, well, all right, whatever, jerk to pop, but then I got there, and it was really erotic and exciting to come on someone's tattoo. I couldn't believe it.
Now, were you in one or two?
I don't know. I'm in the one where I jerk off on one of her tattoos.
Because the last one I saw, she introduces every scene and different guys come in and pop on her tattoo while she's trying to introduce the scene.
Yeah, that's the one I was in.
But that was a really, yeah. really sexy movie.
Yeah, and yeah. she is phenomenal, and I would love to shoot her as sort of like a female Punisher character.
Yeah,
you know, like
very good.
Put her in leather and show the tattoos, and she could be smoking a cigar like, you know, like who's Nick Fury? Is that Nick Fury, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Or like the Punisher, and just give her a machine gun and...
She could just lay to waste all kinds of people.
Yeah, she would be awesome.
She's a very funny, very good actress. We've seen her in her various horror
great.
Porn stuff.
I always say that she fluffs me just by looking at me. Because she is super, super hot.
I think Steve Steele has a little crush on Joanna Angel.
She's super hot.
Steve Steele likes the alt girl. girls.
She's super hot. Yeah, that's because I'm like an old conservative looking guy, you know? So,
so you want
young,
the punk rock
girls,
girl.
That's what I think, yeah. That's what I think.
As opposed to the young, busty, you know.
I just don't have anything.
Right.
Yeah, hole just, between their legs, fake, frankly.
No, no offense to Joanna at this point. We were about to say nice things about Joanna. Other than Joanna, he really does like you. It's not just that you have a hole between your legs. That's a lovely compliment, Steve. Good job. Once a mope, always a mope.
Hey, no. Hey, no.
Hey, I've never even been a mope, so you're one up on almost everybody listening to this.
I don't like that mope thing.
I know.
Some of them
came up with it.
Some of them aren't. I don't know. I understand.
Was it Voyer? Vince Voyer did a movie called The Mope Squad, but I don't know if it was.
That came after, though. The phrase got coined.
For a while, you guys were the Blowbang Boys.
But there are just mopes that were always mopes and always will be mopes. And I like to, I have some arrogance because. You know, do regular boy girls.
Well, there's A-list girls, B-list girls, and C-list girls.
Uh-huh.
And there's A-list guys, B-list guys, and C-list guys. Now, have you ever done a bukkake shoot?
Way back when they first started.
How was that?
And they were sort of like, well, I was at the first bukkake shoot, actually. And there were like 10 guys.
The American Bukkake one?
Yeah, it was with Beverly Bliss or something. Maybe that's who it was. She was dressed like a bunny. And we were in the back room, and there were, like, maybe 10 guys. And then it got out of control. But I got to be honest with you, they were really fun when they, like, reached a peak. Like, I just remember one time it was, like, Melody Love and that one Asian girl who's really super hot, Jade Marsala.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just had, like, a string of really hot girls that were into it, and it was, like, the fad. And then it just kind of petered out and got disorganized and... You know, irritating to go to, and
well, it can't be a lot of fun. There's
C-list
40, and a lot of the guys are—they're not even C-list guys; they're non-industry guys.
Yeah, they're like not even in the alphabet. They're like one of those Russian letters that you don't even know.
They're like the pi sign, pound sign guys. They're way off your keypad.
So no, I admit that but everybody. I mean, I was at a bukkake once, and like Herschel Savage was there.
Yeah, yeah. Brandon Iron, I think, did a couple.
Yeah, Brandon Iron.
He always seemed to be at the front of the line, though. You usually see if there's an A or B list guy in the cast. You usually see him right at the beginning of the line, and I would imagine.
Yeah, or they wait until
go.
The end, and then they just come in at the end. Yeah.
Rather than standing in line with a bunch of fat, unemployed guys
right.
jerking off.
Right. I always race to the. What I did, this was my secret. I pretended to throw. Because what happens is you throw your bukkake underwear.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody crowds around to pick up their underwear, and that's where you lose your place in line. So I would pretend to throw it, tuck it, and then when everyone was picking up their underwear, I would just go right, boom, to the front of the line.
Ah.
So I was always one of
the So you were a bukkake cheater.
Yeah.
You used performance-enhancing moves to get you to the front of the line.
Yeah, but, you know, if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Okay.
If you're not cheating, you're not bukkakeing. Whatever. But bukkake, thing of the past. Fad.
Done. Did you see any of those private bukkakes that they shot with beautiful European girls?
No, I've seen like the box covers. I've never watched them. But,
kind of interesting.
No, those are
a little less.
Anything with a beautiful girl
getting lots of cum on her face
is easy to watch.
Yes,
you know,
pretty much.
It's just that much less gross and degrading if the girl's beautiful. Actually, probably more degrading for her.
See, some of the people would consider that more degrading, which they like. Anyway, anything else we need to talk about? I think we have a good, solid...
I just cut out the bukkake part, really, and then we're good.
No, I'm not cutting anything out. This is live. This is actually being broadcast live via satellite
to
the world. Yeah,
I've tricked
you. I didn't ask you about Vivid.
I think that's it. No, I like Vivid.
So, SteelPresents.com, SextUpSuperHeroines.com.
Yes, check it out. Anyone that wants to hire a kick-ass director for their movie, someone with
vision,
fresh vision.
Vision and style.
And
can hypnotize girls to do anything he wants.
Yeah.
Imagine that, guys.
There you go.
Thank you, and
hire me.
We're good.
All right.
Yeah,
did it work this time?
Let's see.